Student-athletes are often among the most recognized people on college campuses, especially at those schools with big-time sports. A University of Arizona researcher wanted to measure how allied some college athletes are with the LGBT community. So he devised a scale to assess whether those athletes were engaging in what might be considered ally-type behaviors, both on and off the field. Russ Toomey surveyed 159 student-athletes with a roughly 50-50 gender split. He's an assistant professor in Family Studies and Human Development at the U of A, where he studies LGBTQ health disparities in kids and young adults.
We know from other literatures what ally behaviors look like. So standing up when you hear something like a homophobic epithet being thrown around, or showing up in support visibly at a rally or a campus or community event. And so we took from and adapted from the NCAA's Champions of Respect list of things that athletes might do in the collegiate environment to support their LGBTQ peers. And we adapted those to be items in a survey that could be given to athletes to really assess where athletic departments are in terms of what their athletes are doing.
And where did you find that athletic departments and their athletes are?
So we found relatively low levels of engagement in different ally behaviors. So we surveyed two universities, both in the Mountain West type region of the United States. Both were Division I schools, and we found that on average, athletes were engaging in relatively few behaviors that we might consider LGBTQ ally actions. There were more athletes involved in and engaged in what we call showing up, and so they were potentially going to events on campus, events in the community that were supportive of LGBTQ people, but they were doing less standing up. So if a homophobic or transphobic comment was made on the sports field, on the playing field, they were less likely to stand up and tell their fellow athletes that they need to stop that behavior. They were less likely to stand up in support of the targeted athletes in that environment. And importantly, we did find that women were more likely to engage in these ally behaviors than men.
Why do you think it is that these athletes might be more likely to show up to an event than speak up and defend somebody?
We think that some of that may be related to the heightened nature of masculinity in the college sports or sports environment in general. So in that environment, you know, masculinity is the driving force of competition in that context. And we know that for men in particular, standing up against homophobia or standing up against transphobia could potentially identify them as a target for future bullying or name calling around those issues. And so it is a fragile place for a person, particularly an athlete with prestige, to stand up and essentially not be a bystander in that type of aggression that's happening, but to be an upstander and engage in behaviors that will reduce the likelihood of anti-LGBT comments being made in that context.
Why did you decide to use this scale on NCAA student athletes? What was it about this particular population that you thought would be insightful?
Yeah, so we know that athletics, you know, it's frequently referred to as the last frontier of homophobia in our culture. Because of that masculinity, the heightened nature of masculinity in sports, we see that connection or link between homophobic epithets and violence among athletes. And so we thought that instead of just studying college students in general, for example, that it might be really important to study athletes because of that heightened nature of masculinity. And in addition, we know from the general prevention and intervention literature that it's more effective to target interventions to people who have power, who are seen as role models, for example, in a particular context. And we know that in our society, athletes are viewed as role models. They have that role model responsibility, if you will, on college campuses.
So now that you have this data, what do you do with it? I assume the goal is to increase the percentage of student athletes who consider themselves to take on this allied behavior. So I guess, how do you try to make that happen?
So we actually have a grant under review to transform this scale into practice and into an intervention. So we are currently adapting what is pretty commonplace now across campuses across the U.S., a safe zone type training, if you will, but to make it specific to athletes. So to consider some of the additional or unique constraints that athletes might have on their in their daily lives on campus that students who aren't athletes don't experience.
Russ Toomey is an assistant professor in family studies and human development at the University of Arizona, where he studies LGBTQ health disparities in kids and young adults.